You can say no to the beggar in the street and to the zealot with the blissed out smile. No to the dog and the parakeet. No to the crying child. You can say no to the waiter who's pushing the 12-day-old coleslaw. You can say no to your uncle or your brother, your father or your father-in-law. You can answer no in a Gallup poll and vote no in a voting booth. You can refuse to accept the facts. You can refute the truth. No on the loan of your lawnmower to the neighbor who lives next door. You can say no to the bartender when he starts to pour one more. But you can't say no. No, no to that woman. Can't say no. No, no to that woman. You can say no to the bully of the boss, fat belly with the big cigar. You can say no to the sergeant at arms or the sheriff with the shining star. You can say no to sure success, no to fame and wealth. You can say no to the devil in the desert, and you can say no to yourself. You can turn down an interview and turn down an autograph hound. You can decline the lines the dope dealer is passing around. You can say no to the old homo who's trying to squeeze your thigh. You can say nay to the CIA. Cigarettes, sugar and meat for Lent. You can renege on your landlord when the time comes to pay the rent.
No.
You can say no to almost anything you're asked to do. You can say no, you can say no way, or you can say no thank you. You can reject a final request, deny a desperate plea. You can say no when they ask you to agree to surgery. Almost every single time, negativity will pull you through. But you're in a mess when she wants a yes.